Welcome to the show, Lunar Drive. Hi, guys.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all good. Thanks to you. Now, I've got all the order right, I think. It's Matt.
Yep.
Jake.
Yep.
Lendl.
Yep.
Chris. And
Igor.
What a fantastic name. And how'd you do the second name?
Fonseca.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool name, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Right, let's get to the music. You're a band, and you're quite newly formed, back in 2014.
Yeah, this is last year.
Quickly, let's just run through who does what. We've done the names, but just tell me who does what in the band.
So I'm Matt, and I do the guitar and vocals.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jake, and I do lead guitar.
I'm Lendl, and I play keyboard.
I'm Chris, I do drums. And I'm Igor, and I do bass
guitar. He's the furthest one away. It's like Echo there, wasn't it? I take it it's the first time in Brentwood for you?
Well, I live in Billericay, but these guys will come from London. So, for me, obviously, it's not the first time in Brentwood, but these guys, I think, probably.
Yeah. There's lots going on in Billericay at the moment. We've got loads of new bars and things to play in. What great name. Let's tackle the name first, because Lunar Drive, it's like, with the eclipse last week, and I think it's really spacey, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did we get to Lunar Drive?
Well, I'd like to say that it's a really cool story, but it's not really.
It's one of those stories where we say, we just said those two words, and we're like, oh.
Yeah, I saw Lunar in a newspaper, and I thought, that sounds
cool.
It's
not one of those things you normally see, Lunar, is it?
No.
Well, loony, probably, but
But then, so we thought Lunar Drive, it sounds pretty cool, and we're kind of like, our sound is quite spacey, and it's quite cool, so yeah, fits him.
How did you guys all meet? Because obviously you're local. You guys are from London. So how did that come about? Must make it hard to practice and stuff.
Yeah, well, we actually all go to the same college. Igor's the only one
access to music.
Yeah, access to music in Stratford. But Igor's the only one who's in a different kind of class to us. So we've all been friends for the whole course. It's about 2 years. So, And then we just decided to form a band out of it, and it came from that.
So we got the band. What's your musical genre? How would you class your music?
It's kind of indie pop mixed with a bit of rock and funk, I guess. But
electro.
It's a bit of everything that we like.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Sci-fi.
So what influences your music? What type of music do you listen to when you're not in the band? Is it the similar stuff?
I think that we all listen to similar stuff. I mean, we've all got our own tastes, but within that we kind of have like common tastes. So I think we were all like big fans of like bands like 1975 before we formed, and then we kind of bounced off that, I guess, and come up with what we sound like. So yeah,
tell us about your musical journey, because what made you want to jump into music? It's incredibly hard nowadays, probably harder than it's ever been this decade to get into music with all the shows and the amount of live gigs and people wanting to be in music. So what made you want to start off in music?
I think all of us, we found it as a passion from like young age, and we've decided that, I mean, you have to make that hard decision of, it's a hard industry, whether you're going to kind of go straight in it and try and succeed, or you might fail, but you got to give it a go, and I think all of us feel so passionate about it that we will give it a go, and hopefully we will get there.
And the good thing is you enjoy it, which is a lot of fun, especially in a group. And there's quite a few. There's five of you we're going to be doing.
At the end of the day, we're just five best mates, like, doing the music we love, and that's really what matters.
Yeah, well, One Direction said that.
No, I stole it from them.
It's been in the news so much, isn't it?
I know,
poor chap's on the front page today because he's been caught out.
Yeah.
So I like the way he said he wanted to take a break and do what normal 22-year-old people
I don't understand that whatsoever. No. I just don't understand that.
He's got more money than anyone. I mean, come
but
on.
But he signed with Simon Cowell again for a solo album next year. So
normal 22-year-old.
He's going to be doing the same thing, but just without his four mates. So
getting more money.
Yeah, we're probably getting more money, yeah. Right, let's stay with the music, because let's get back to the band. Was you each doing music before you formed the band? Obviously you didn't just kind of come together and one happened to play bass, one happened to play guitar. What made you, what was your stories each behind it all?
Well, I guess for me, I started off as kind of a solo artist before I came to my college. And I was doing, I'm on my own YouTube channel and stuff, and I did all that. I mean, everyone else has... Jake is in, you're in a session, aren't you? Session band at the moment.
Yeah, I do a lot of sessioning. So I just go and play for like a couple of rappers here and there, or just do gigs around London.
Yeah, I mean, Chris plays like five different instruments. He's ridiculous. So
wow.
he's kind of been doing that for quite a while. And like Lendl's been on a keyboard, and Igor
And we have bass, we have crammed you in the studio because normally we have live sessions more or less acoustic, but we're going with electric keyboards, we're going with the drums, we're going with, it's not called drums, beatbox, I used to call it. Beatbox. They call it
cajon. Yeah, cajon.
It's a really posh word. A beatbox is fine. We got a bass, and we got two guitars, so it's going to be great fun. We're going to do, I think we'll do a track now, actually. We'll start off with a track. Tell us quickly about the track that you're going to do, and then when you're ready, just take it away.
Yeah, well, so this is Losing Contact. Yeah, it's a pretty cool song. We like it. It's probably one of our favourite songs, but yeah, we'll just play it for you. The distance I feel is more than real. The trouble is to know what to say. The people talking, oh, they keep walking. No one really knows what to say. Just try to find some common ground and build it up with what you found. I'm losing contact, I'm losing contact. I want to go back with you tonight. The life that I knew is not without you. Oh, just tell me what I should say. Just try to find some common ground and build it up with what you found. Losing contact, I'm losing contact. I want to go back with you tonight. I'm losing contact, I'm losing contact. I want to go back with you tonight. There's some hope that we can grow the way we are, and the people that we know.
Fantastic, fantastic, sounding good. And it all comes together in the end, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
all those sound checks, well worth it. Right, let's get back to the music, because you spent a couple of weekends last March. We were doing, you're working on debut EP.
Yeah.
How's that come about? Is it done?
Yeah, well, basically, we've got one track for you, we're playing later. Mm-hmm. But we did five tracks in the end, and one we're going to release a bit later on, but the rest of it is going to be on our EP. It's kind of two weekends of not sleeping and doing a lot of work, and it's sounding good to us, I think. But you know,
did you go in the studio for that, or is it is it home job?
No, we went into the studio. We went. We've got a friend who has a studio in
Sandy.
Shout out to Jimmy. Yeah, has a studio in Soho. So yeah, we did it there.
Pretty cool. Yeah. So you got 5 tracks. Two of them have been released, or just the one?
We're releasing one of them as a single beforehand, and then we'll release the EP with that in it, and then we'll release another single later on.
And have you got a name for that, or is it just going to...
The EP's called Midnight.
Midnight,
yeah.
By Lunar Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of goes together as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds
pretty,
nice.
Pretty catchy. And yeah, you've got to work on the graphics for the... Because you've got some quite good graphics, actually. I noticed on your Facebook page.
Yeah, well, for the EP, Lendl's friend's actually working on that at the moment. So that we were waiting for that to come back, but yeah, we'll have that soon.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's good that your friends and you all get on. I take it you don't argue anything when you're trying to when you're gigging. It must get heated.
Yeah, me and Jake have a little bit of an argument every now and again, but it's all friendly.
Pretty cool. What's the? Have you had any embarrassing moments? Has anything gone drastically wrong?
I don't think anything's gone drastically wrong. I mean, we've done a few gigs in college recently, which where they have people coming round and we do the gigs to kind of show everyone what's going on. And basically, because it's the mums and they're coming to see the kid, the school. They're not like a great.
Oh, look what I've done!
Yeah, it's not. It's
look, he's so cute on the guitar.
But like, they're not like the best audience in the world to have. No. And sometimes the gig can be a bit dry, and then find it hard to get. But overall, like, they're all right. They sound all right.
Yeah, it's always great when you've got your mums there and you're playing the guitar, trying to be all cool, and they've got the pictures. Like, oh, he used to play when he was young. This is him bashing on the drums.
Yeah, my mum shows
dribbling.
Everyone. I mean, come on.
let's go back to music, because you write your own songs.
Yep.
Talk us through that process. Who does what? Is it something you do on your own?
No, we didn't really have a process to start off with. When we first got together, we just came up with ideas.
Normally, one person would come into the rehearsal room with an idea, and we'd be like, right, we'll take it from there. And
it
goes so many ways.
I mean, the initial idea never sounds like the finished product. But we do that, and then we'll work through it until we've got a full kind of backing track, I guess, for the song, and then I'll go away and write the lyrics and melody on top of that, and then obviously it'll change and edit as we kind of...
Yeah.
As we play the song.
Is the recorded session very similar to what you do live?
What we're doing today actually is completely different, because we don't have a drum kit here and everything.
Yeah, so
we've broken the songs down a bit. I mean, that song you just heard was a kind of acoustic version of what we do. But when we get the EP out, that song's in it. You can go and have a listen to that.
Yeah,
but we're a lot more. It's a lot faster tempo and kind of bigger in a normal gig, but there's a little bit of a different sound here today, but it still sounds like us, which is good.
What about YouTube? Have you got any videos out? Are you planning on doing a few of those?
We've got this thing that's the audience view, that we can call it. Basically, we get people that have filmed our gigs and the audience, and we'll put their clips up on YouTube of the gigs we do. And then we'll also have, we're planning on doing some covers soon, putting them up on YouTube, so they'll be up in the next couple of weeks, which will be good.
It's great stuff, just playing me camera. I was listening, honest. See, when you go to do your gigs, obviously your advertising needs, you've got a website as well, haven't you?
We
should really talk about that, because you're doing quite a few things on social media. Is a great way of getting your name out.
Yeah.
Let's just run for those, because on Facebook you're on Lunar, you've got your own page, Lunar Drive. You can, from there you can go to your web page, which is lunardrive.com. is it as simple as that?
No, it's lunardrive.weebly.com.
And of course you're on Twitter as well.
And that's at Lunar Drive Music.
Great stuff.
And Instagram as well, at Lunar Drive Music again.
Yeah, and if like me, I'm always on Twitter. I'm like, because once you've gone one, I do it where it goes to one and then it posts everywhere.
So
you don't have to redo the post, but it's a great way of getting your music out there.
It's
good for your followers, I take it, as well.
Yeah, it's good. It's hard. This day and age of music, you have to use social media, because it's one of the biggest forms of kind of advertisement, I guess. But so we're trying to get that. It's hard to build up your fan base, but it's, you know, good and fun and all that sort of stuff.
Cool. Right, we've got to do another track. What's your second track for us?
This is Purple Shirt. I think this is some of the band's favourite track. Could be, definitely. But yeah, this is an interesting track.
Okay, take it away when you're ready.
refuge from the man in charge. He tries to take your money, but you won't let him. You'll have to try hard. Cash is what he gets, he takes you day to day. And all he does is trade through the carriage of wisdom. The man in a purple shirt.
I'm still filming.
Yeah.
Just like being on set, isn't it? With that really posh camera I got. Like that purple shirt.
Yeah.
Pretty catchy as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's a bit of a repetitive song, I guess. But we're hoping kind of in the future when we've got bigger audience, that's going to be a bit more of a chanty song, I guess. But yeah.
It's definitely one of the band's favourites to play.
Yeah, do you have ones that really, really look forward to playing?
Purple Shirt's one of them.
I think, that one, Losing Contact, what we just did before, one of the track we're going to play live as well. I think, we've got songs that we definitely prefer, but I think we like all our songs.
Yeah.
All of them we enjoy playing, otherwise we would have got rid of them, I guess.
When you're doing the gigs, do you have to kind of go back to doing some covers, or do you just stay away from there?
We haven't kind of explored that yet. I mean, when we do our covers on YouTube, I guess when we're going to be naturally learning them, so we'll know them. Maybe some gigs we might do some, but we just don't tend to. We haven't tended to kind of think about it yet. Yeah, but we hope to kind of, like, I don't know. What do you think, Jake? I want to do some more covers in the future, definitely.
Oh, definitely. I think for the longer sets, we might do covers.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a good way to kind of fill up some of the gaps.
Yeah. Plus one of our main things in the course we do at college was we'd take songs and cover them and rearrange them differently and play them differently to the originals.
That's another way of doing it, which is great, especially if you can still kind of get the original song, people know what the song is, but they've got, but you can kind of do it in your own format rather than just try and make it like the original. That, I mean, that's for covers bands, really, isn't it? To actually
one song we really liked playing was Somebody Else's Guy by Jocelyn Brown.
Jocelyn Brown.
Yeah, that was a classic song.
And that kind of just molds into what you could just kind of put that into the theme of what you do.
I don't know how I'm going to sing it, but yeah.
I'll find a way.
What I take from your music, it's quite laid back, chill music. It's quite chilly, isn't it? You kind of
I think that some of our songs are when we play in our live set, but in our live set, as I said, it's much bigger. So some of the songs are a lot more kind of dancey, I guess. We just wrote a new song the other day that's really kind of like a dancey sort of tune, which is nice, which is cool.
And there's a little bit of light rock in there as well. Oh, you've got synthesis of light rock. You've got kind of a few musical genres kind of wrapped into one, which is great. So you've got gigs coming up. On your Facebook, where are you planning on playing next?
Next gig is at Barfly in Camden. We're supporting one of our mates from college.
Shout out to Callum Rafferty.
He basically came into one of our rehearsals and heard us play and said, "Oh yeah, we want you on the gig," sort of thing.
Big music scene in Camden as well.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, and then we've got the Good Ship a couple of days after that. We're headlining the Good Ship. And then we kind of got a few other gigs back at venues that we do kind of regularly, like Surya and
Dublin Castle
and things like that, and they're all around the Camden sort of circuit, Camden, Soho, you know, all around there. So yeah, that's what we're doing next.
What's your ideal gig? Do you have a preference? Do you like being like in the pubs, and you know, when it's, you know, you got all, you know, a big crowd but you're close up and personal, and they can hurl some abuse at you, and you know, it's quite demanding. Or do you like to be on stage, or clubs?
I think I prefer the stage gigs when you're a little bit above the audience, because you feel like you kind of own it a little bit more.
Yeah, you got own the stage.
Whereas in like the pubs, you're kind of in the background a little bit more. I mean, that's everyone's preference.
One thing with this band is we definitely need lots of space on the stage because there's so many of us,
and we dance around quite a bit. So,
yeah, but we've been setting up. There's lots of there is a lot to set up, and we've been all the different bits and pieces. Yeah. The keyboards, obviously.
The thing with Lendl is he has almost his own corner, so he can go crazy. Whereas me and Igor and Matt are just like all squashed together. Yeah.
Do you know when you first come in, I said, how do you like to set up? Because some bands like to stand in a certain place.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
That for the press, when you see the big bands, they always set up the same way. But because you get used to just looking at for cues of certain places. But but it's good that you can play, you know, just kind of you can move yourself around a bit. But when you're on stage, you tend to set up the same way.
Yeah, we've got kind of a stage plan, I guess, that we always follow.
Obviously, the drummer's at the back.
No, he's putting right at the front.
I'm joking.
It does depend on each venue, obviously, because it's got different stages, different shapes and stuff. But yeah, we usually stay in the same sort of format, I guess.
So come on, who's got the annoying habits when you're out to gigging? So if you was in this, you know, Big Brother house, and you had to, and you got called in the diary room, and you each had to vote someone off.
Right.
Who would you do? Only for fun, you know. Don't take it personally if it is, you know.
I mean, especially one venue I remember we played at.
Smoking good for Igor over there. Uh-oh.
Me and Jake had this kind of battle of who's at the front of the stage.
Ah.
It's all coming out now. Every time we'd do a solo, he'd go to the front. Every time I'd sing, I'd go. And so it kind of, we crept forward. We were in the audience at one point, you know, that sort of stuff. But no, it's like, I think that no one's really got really bad habits, do we?
I don't know.
No comment.
Oh, there we go.
Right, we're going to try and play a track off. What we're going to do is we've just emailed it. Well, no, it's playing off your phone now, isn't it?
It's literally just been emailed from the studio today. So,
tell us about this track first before we play it.
This is one of the first songs we wrote as a band. It's probably the most poppy that we've got, but we really happy with the final kind of product of what it sounds like.
Okay, hit that button, let's see if it plays.
They're killing me, counting sheep, don't work tonight. My mind is weak, the but my heart is beating strong. I try to beat my obsession. You're not here. I guess I suffer strong. I shed a tear every day. I want you more than I ever have. I can't really believe this. I don't want to have to say the words. Just help me to relax my mind. Oh, I'm telling you, girl, I'm overthinking things. I want you to stay just for one more drink. I'll push you away if I don't start to think. I'm telling you, girl, I'm overthinking things. You shout at me because I'm on your case. I don't mean to upset you. Oh, can't you see? We just need some space. We can make this work, just trust me. I don't want to have to say the words. Just help me to relax my mind. Oh, I'm telling you, girl, I'm overthinking things. I want you to stay just for one more drink. I'll push you away if I don't stop to think. I'm telling you, girl, I'm overthinking things. Relax, 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 relax. All you need is time. Relax, 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 relax. Just try to clear your mind. Relax, 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 relax. Things work, you're fine. Relax, 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 relax. Time to make it right.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Great track.
Yes.
And that's another one that's going to be on the EP, I take it.
Yeah, that's going to be released as a single beforehand. Probably in the next couple of weeks, within a month, you know. We're not sure of a date yet, but keep looking on social media, it'll be up there. So, yeah.
Coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon.
Coming to a playlist to you. Big future to come. What's the plans for the rest of the year?
The rest of the year, we've applied for some festivals. It's obviously hard to get on festivals, and we applied pretty late as well because we're quite busy doing some gigs. But we're kind of going to try and get on the festival scene. If not, we'll carry on gigging throughout the year. And then, I guess, next year we're going to try and release...
Second half of the year, we might be going back in the studio to record another EP.
Record our second EP, and then just see how things go, pan out, and
we've got a ton of material to get out there. Yeah, exactly.
We wrote what we were going to do in the EP. Found it hard to choose what songs out of all of the songs we've got to put in, but obviously we'll do another EP and get some more of them out there, which would be good.
Okay. Lastly, just for fun, let's just quickly run through if you could hang out or go on a date with any celeb or fellow artist.
Wow.
Who would you go for? Not romantically, just a beer. Hang out with someone for the evening.
Who'd you hang out with?
Who would I hang out with?
Yeah. Who would you
hang out with? I'd hang out with Tom Hanks.
Wow, okay. That's...
Why not? He seems like such a cool dude. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I don't know who I'd hang out with. Really.
I'd go on a date with Lucy Watson.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
She's very all pretty. With her.
Tom Hanks still hang around, though, but...
I'm not sure who I'd hang out with.
Alexis Rin, for me, I guess.
I don't know who she is.
No one knows who she is.
Don't do that. Fantastic. Listen, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope to catch up with you again soon. And yeah, in the coming months, we'll catch up and see how you've been getting on.
That'd be great.
We're going to put all this up on the show page blog anyway. It'll be up tomorrow. So if you missed any of that, you want to listen again from tomorrow, it'll be available on finsfm.com. Just head over to the Sunday Lunch Show. Or you can follow me on Twitter at DJ Tony Sat. Or you can find us on Facebook on Phoenix FM or the Sunday Lunch Show, which has its own page. I'm going to be right back. Kind of a bit of music now. This is number one, actually, at the moment on the chart update. Jess Glynn looking to have this as a first number one. Hold me. Hold my hand. The track called